It was not voluntary. It started as a suspension. I felt like we had done great things as a team for the police department, and I was definitely still ready to keep doing that, moving in that direction. However, you know, council is wanting to move in a different direction than I was going, so ultimately we parted ways. The biggest thing that I think they were concerned with is turnover. You know, obviously that was something that I was concerned with too. That's a concern across the nation. It's not something that that Wahala Police Department is immune to. It's just a difficult time to be a police officer, and you know, I think we should constantly be telling every officer, every person that wears a uniform, that they're appreciated because they need the support now more than ever, I think. So, you know, the turnover is definitely something that was brought up. As for anything else in a different direction, I'm not 100% sure. There's a lot of things that probably need to be addressed as far as salaries and pay for the officers that are working there. They do a lot of work. They are asked to do a ton of extra and sacrifice their time with their families, and you know, compensation for that is as much as of issue as anything else. That is a big thing, I think, in law enforcement in general. Police officers simply just do not get paid enough to do the job they're doing. So, you know, it's disappointing. I loved my time there as a police officer for the city of Wahala. I got to work with great people. I got to meet great people in the community, and it was a experience that I'm very grateful for. And you know, as for the officers that are still serving our communities, you know, I set out with a goal to be a part of a team and grow a team that I think would make the community that my children are being raised in a safe community. And I felt that, you know, the officers that are currently working are doing exactly that. I'm proud to have known them and be friends with them and everything. And so it's obviously a difficult thing, but you know, we're in a good place. You know, I have to say I've felt an enormous amount of support from the community, people that, you know, I got to meet while I was chief and police officer. And, you know, all options are still there. I obviously still feel like I have a level of service that I can provide to the community. It's kind of where my heart's at. So we'll see, praying about it, and I'm sure, you know, there's always great things in the future.